We're hearing a lot of so-called facts coming out of this, so let's go to factcheck.org, staffed by the Annenberg Policy Center. And Lori Robertson, you're the healthcare expert. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let us start with what the president promised this afternoon.
If you're one of the more than 250 million Americans who already have health insurance, you will keep your health insurance.
Now, Governor Romney claimed that up to 20 million Americans will lose the insurance they currently have. Can you fact check this for us?
Sure. We'd say that they're both wrong in this case. Obama has repeatedly said, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. And he simply can't make that promise. First off, the Congressional Budget Office says about 3 million to 5 million workers would not have employer-sponsored plans. Some employers may say, hey, my employees can go to the state-based exchanges. You know, other employees may decide voluntarily to pick insurance from some other source. As for Romney, that 20 million figure, that also does come from the CBO report, but it is one of their extreme scenarios. CBO had a very optimistic scenario that said 3 million more people could gain employer coverage.
Lori Robertson, factcheck.org. Can you also check the cost of this? Governor Romney says that there'll be a high cost.
Obamacare raises taxes on the American people by approximately $500 billion. Obamacare cuts Medicare by approximately $500 billion.
Well, the law does, there are some increased taxes in the law. He's counting both the penalty for not having coverage there, penalties on employers for not providing health care to employees. And the biggest chunk is about $200 billion in taxes on higher income earners, those earning over $200,000 a year or $250,000 for couples.
So what he said there is accurate.
Yeah, with the $500 billion cuts to Medicare, we've said that it's misleading when politicians make this claim. It's $500 billion reduction in the future growth of Medicare over 10 years.
Isn't it something how facts can be right and wrong at the same time? You know, they can be accurate, but not paint the whole picture.
Oh, there's often a grain of truth, but then it's misleading after that.
All right. From factcheck.org, Lori Robertson. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.